Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jocelyn and Tanea.
Birds of a feather, we should stick together, and I won't say you ever. I don't know the words, but Billie Eilish should won a Grammy. So that's why I wanted to sing her song.
You know, I have to admit, I am getting old. I know it. Because I don't know these little children. I don't know their music. I don't know the words, nor do I care to. I mean, I feel like if it's worth knowing, I might know it. But I could even remember when you were singing the Espresso, Espresso. Like, I didn't really know that song. And then, like, I heard it a few times and I was just like, stop. Turn it off. Thank you. It's not giving. And I have seen debates online about how these new girls are not giving us. The long gone are the Britneys, the Christinas, the Jessicas, even the Mandy Moores. Like, the girls aren't giving. And then even like Billie Eilish, I like Billie Eilish. Like, she gives what her aesthetic, but it's not Nelly Furtado.
No, it's a different.
It's not Dido. You remember her? You know what I mean? It's just, there was just like a different time. There was just a little different level of celebration. That I feel like we are not reaching as a community. And I'm disengaged.
I like some of the new people. I do. I do like that song. Maybe because I'm a TikTok girl. I love my TikTok.
Tanea is a TikTok girl. I got some insight on how I'm going to get TikTok back. I haven't applied it yet, but I will get my TikTok and my CapCut back very soon because the word is out. Okay? Y'all can't keep us down.
No, you can't. You can't. You can't.
Period. But welcome back to We Watch Too Much TV, Season Cinco, Episode Deeks.
Diaz.
We doing Spanish? Spanish.
Okay.
And French.
Okay. We took French, but I don't remember a lot of it.
I remember the numbers. Monsieur Saint Fort would be very proud. And we're back. And you know that every episode divisible by the number 5, we do a video episode. So,
yes, and our purest form, it is cold in New York. I am cold, guys. I've had a long day.
She's giving cold.
We're authentic.
It's cold here too. It got chilly. It got real windy. So I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. Okay.
Here we are. Just as
and we're here. Best friend, how was your week?
It was good. It was busy. A lot of television, a lot of time with my son, my dog. But it was good. I'm waiting for spring. You know, 2025 starts when I start looking at the calendar.
Period. Have you noticed that the day is lasting a little longer?
Yes.
Right. I'm noticing that. I'm holding on to that because it's like, oh, it's 5:30 and the sun hasn't fully set yet. Praise God. Yes. Elsewhere, I'm a Pinterest girl, and my Pinterest has already started being like, girl, it's springtime. This is the spring fashions. And I'm like, yes, yes, spring, add to my spring board.
Give me the list spring fashion. Right now.
Because Pinterest already lets you know what time to focus on. Like, move on to the next. We're on to spring now. So spring is about to sprung. So I'm loving that. I'm loving that period. My week has been... It was cool. I had a nice weekend. I did a little press trip locally. So I was still in the
city. It looks beautiful. It looks
gorgeous. I stayed at the Terranea Resort in Rancho Palos Verdes. It's along a peninsula on the Southern California coast. And it totally worked out because the husband had to direct a video that night. And I was like, okay, I'm going to bring the baby with me. So they had a car service come pick me up. I brought the baby with me to the resort. She was with me on night one. It was hilarious. I went to the lobby and had drinks with a friend, had the baby with me.
That's it.
I'm multitasking, drinking wine, drinking rosé, feeding my baby her bottle. And I'm so lucky to have a really good baby. Like she just
Listen, my best friend
killing
is a
it.
modern woman. I'm going to get that paper, get that money with my child, respectfully, responsibly.
Period.
That's it.
And then husband came. He came and joined us at like 4 in the morning. So he just slept most of the next day. And she was just in the room chilling with him. And then I was out test driving the new Honda Civic Hybrid. Shout out to Honda. And then I went to their media reception because this was all around the Battle of the Bands, Honda Battle of the Bands, which I had never been to any type of Battle of the Bands. So I loved going. I was AKA'd out for that. And I got to be on the field, really up close and personal, seeing the bands perform, seeing their passion. One of the most exciting things was when each band finished. Like you, first of all, when they're coming ahead of the performance, they're straight, very serious because they're focused.
Right.
And then as soon as they're done, they're just like, yeah, our school, whatever the school, Southern, we here, ABP, we here. And there was this one school, UAPB, so the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. They have never even performed in a Battle of the Bands, period. And so this was their debut. And it was clear as day that they were the best one. Like the crowd was cheering for them loudly. Even everybody, all of everybody in our group, everyone was like, they were the best one. So it was good to see them kind of put themselves on the map now within the Battle of the Bands arena. And now they'll probably get invited to compete in other competitions and art. It's all about voting. So maybe people will start voting for them. So that was cool. Glorilla performed and it was just a vibe. We was just eating at restaurants for the weekend because I only had the baby the first night. So the rest of the trip, it was 2 nights. I got to sleep by myself. You know,
Just me.
just me, no complaints.
I love that
I
energy.
took
I've
a
always wanted to go
bath,
to one.
which I realized I have not taken a bath since before I was pregnant. So I submerged this ass in that tub.
Here you go, Jesus.
Here are these cheeks, baby.
Lead unto me water in a
So it was
bowl.
nice. It was nice. And then now we're here back in the week, working, stress, anxiety, life.
9/2025. We will not let it win. I am
No, we're
trying to
not letting
be
it win.
optimistic,
No,
pessimistic.
no, 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 no.
Watch TV. TV has been a great distraction. I'm not gonna lie. I love watching television. It just is like,
Yeah, it is.
okay, we're
And
good.
it helps. It helps. Yes. So, with that in mind, let's get into our weekly grab. How do we do the same thing? Because we're best friends.
Period.
What is first on your list, best friend?
It's 2025. It's the year of new award shows. Your girl is very happy. All of her award shows are coming. Okay. First ones that we had were the Grammys. Wait, did the Emmys happen already? I think the Emmys happened.
It was the Golden
I
Globes.
think that, oh yeah, something happened. But anyway, it was the Grammys. Watch it every year religiously. Trevor Noah was the host. I don't think we needed him. I don't think we needed a host. I think you could just present the, like, have an announcer. MC Light was doing just fine. I don't think we need a host.
No, I don't like that when they don't do the host. I think that's a traditional aspect of the award shows that I always have enjoyed. It's just depending on if they did well. And so it might be time
Maybe I
for
just didn't like him.
Trevor Noah has done good in the past. So this
He has.
probably might be his last year, I'm sure. He also said a joke that didn't fly, like the joke about Colombians and stuff, and then
Or
something
immigrants or
else.
something like that. Yeah, he just wasn't
Yeah, so
funny.
it might be his last year, and it might be time for someone fresh because who was it that just killed it? At the Golden Globes,
Who?
Frasier, Nikki Frasier,
Nikki Frasier. Yes, yes,
Nikki
yes, yes.
Glaser.
I'm
Sorry.
like, yes, you're right. You're right. You're like, no, I'm not.
So
It's cool.
sometimes they gotta just get some new talent in
Yeah.
there and switch it
He
up.
wasn't that funny. But amazing award show highlights was, of course, Miss Beyonce winning Album of the Year for the first time ever, history making. I think She was robbed a couple times, but I
Yeah, it's
digress.
crazy how it was like for this one, but at
Yeah.
least I feel like it was like they listened to Jay-Z's threat last year and
Gotta
they're like,
give it
all
to
right, let's
her.
give it to her. Which also at the same time, too, granted, Renaissance should have won, but I do feel like Cowboy Carter was more genre bending. You know,
Yes,
it
it was
wasn't such a
different.
big reach for her to do house as it was for her to do
Her to do
country
country. Yeah,
in a
and it
whole
wasn't
country.
bad. Yeah,
And
it was
it
good.
right. So I can respect her, that being her first album of the year Grammy, but those of us who know Lemonade, self-titled, Renaissance, three robberies, but we
Ooh,
digress.
Lemonade still goes on, like.
Yeah.
So she was robbed, but she also won Best Country Album. You know, the
Period.
wife
And they
so
can be
mad.
mad about it.
It was good. It was good. Miley's not. Miley's happy.
Miley's
I
very
love
happy.
Charli XCX. I think she's very genre bending. Her whole brat thing. You know, I'm kind of with the kids. I'm a cool auntie. I just like that it was different. She just was like, I'm just gonna go on stage and party, and it was different. I just want Kanye and his wife to go in a box and stay in there. But they're not because we're talking about them. This is what they want. They
That's
want to
what
be
happened.
Google. They want to be talked about. But it's just like, I pray for her. I love Doechii. I've always loved Doechii. I'm not new to this Doechii. I'm true to this. My Leo queer queen. I love her. I'm so proud of her. So happy for her. And Bruno. I really like him. Him and Lady Gaga won duo, best pop duo group. Well deserved. Overall, it was a good Grammys. The Quincy Jones tribute. Ugh, there was so much more I was missing. It just.
I was seeing the feedback about Janelle Monáe and that Michael Jackson and
Y'all
Lee.
gotta stop trying to play Chris Brown because y'all definitely gave him a Grammy, but he needs to do a Michael Jackson. Too many people can't
Because y'all
do
did not need
Michael.
to throw Janelle Monáe's ass up in there.
And
And
she
we
was like, you
love
know what? I'm gonna do to
Janelle.
my hair. I'm gonna twist it.
We love Janelle, but she did not deserve that. And she didn't do it justice. She tried, but fell short. Very short. And yeah. So they did give Chris Brown the Grammy.
Yes,
So
he did
hopefully
win.
that opens the door for doing, for bringing him back to perform and ideally doing a proper Michael Jackson tribute. Because yeah,
Yes.
he's the only one that could really do it.
Jermaine Jackson said it. I remember after he died on BT Awards, Jermaine was like, "There's the person who should have did it," and then he killed it. Killed it. Anyway, Grammys were good. They raised a lot of money for the LA wildfires,
Yes.
and it was good. It was cute. It was cute. What's up?
Yeah, I liked hearing of like the winners. It seemed like, you know, like they was definitely trying to,
Oh, Kendrick. Kendrick
yeah,
did the big one.
Kendrick
Sorry. Kendrick, of
won
course.
five
Swap.
Grammys for a diss record for one song, by the way. Like five
Five out of
Grammys for
five.
one
All
song.
five he was nominated for, he won. All five.
Yeah, five
He
Grammys for
won.
one song because he didn't have an album. His album didn't release in time for the Grammy. So he might return next year and sweep that shit again. But five Grammys for one song. Then you got Doechii, who won Best Rap Album and is the third female to do so after Cardi B and Lauryn Hill. I saw a joke on Twitter that said Doechii might be the first female Best Rap Album winner to finally give us a follow-up album.
That is true. Wow.
Yeah, the curse of just one album among the like Lauryn Hill and Cardi B.
Well, Cardi says she's coming this year, so but
I
that's
hope so,
crazy.
because Cardi, like, we just need you to focus on the music. Give us some music. Let us help us, you
Yeah.
know,
She
just
might
have.
be the rap Keisha Cole, low key. Like she might
We
have
just
some
need her. Just Cardi, come on with the music. We
focus.
already like you
Focus.
dropped the dead weight. Just come on with the music. That's what we need. I do see the debates around Doechii, and I will say, as a Doechii fan, I was so excited to see her win. Very like I do believe it was deserved because of her. What she like, she really can rap. She really writes her stuff. She's very lyrical. Her flow, delivery, everything. You can hear the inspirations of the Nicki Minaj's, the Lauryn Hill's, the Jay-Z's, like all of it is in her style. However, I will it did just come off like it was like they were pushing her hard. In the, I would say the latter end of 2024, to the point where it was coming off like, is this like genuine? Is this planty? When you come to that term of like industry plant, I don't believe that Doechii's an industry plant. I believe she works very,
I
very
don't
hard to get to where
either.
she is. I just do believe that there still is industry networking things that go on to where they're if they're like, this is who we want to get behind, people work together to make that happen. If it led to her getting a Grammy, oh well, money well spent. I'm totally for the investment. I just do like just certain things with just like out of nowhere, you start seeing all these major artists tweet about Dochi in like November. And it was just like, what's this about? You know, because it didn't start being Dochi in November. Like she's been this fly and dope and
She
amazing
has some
thing.
songs go like viral. Yeah. I just hate that that's even a conversation. Like, that's a beautiful black woman, and people are just like, but is it? It's like she's talented. She ain't no. So
Because
I
she's
didn't
not
even
the only
know.
one that they do it to, and it starts to kind of get a little obvious when it's like they're really pushing someone into making them more mainstream versus the fact that, granted, it's like the Grammys have always been like, you don't need to have a hit record to be this. We decide that you're worthy of this Grammy. But yeah, did she have a hit record? No. And it was just like, Dochi, 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 Dochi. And so it was just like, okay, are y'all trying to force us to feel like this is what we're supposed to think? And so, you know, it just begs the question because that is kind of what happens when it was Cardi B's time. It was like Cardi, 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 Cardi. And then Cardi won that Grammy. And then Megan, 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 Megan. Now, granted, again, I don't mind, especially when it's a minority, which is like a woman in hip hop. But I just do believe that the way it's done, and you know, we have this debate going with this whole lawsuit that Drake is doing, it comes off like, oh, do they kind of direct these moves that make us feel like it's our own free will that we feel this way when really we were kind of coerced into feeling this way because of marketing and advertising and networking and all of that stuff that plays into it. And I was starting to feel that way myself when I just noticed how they were pushing Dochi when people already, to me, she had a fan base already because we already liked her. I've been liking her for like the last 2 years. Knew about her. Mark, my husband has done videos with her years ago. So I had already knew about her. And I felt like she deserved her just due. It's just that the way it was kind of happening was just like, okay, I don't know. But regardless, she won. And there was something else. Oh, and shout out to Rhapsody for
Who
also
won her
winning.
first grandma?
She won her first Grammy and so humble about it
Beautiful. She
and
looked amazing. Her whole
gorgeous. I love
outfit,
that outfit she had on with the
so
bead,
cute. The little headpiece, everything.
right. So yes, the Grammys. Anything else you wanted to know about the Grammys?
Roxanne Shanté got a Lifetime Achievement Award. It was a
Did
big thing. She was like one of the first female rappers, I think one of the first female rapper ever to go like mainstream. And I just liked it. That was it. It was like a 7 out of 10. What is first on your weekly grab?
First of my weekly grab is Goosebumps: The Vanishing. You know I'm a Goosebumps fan. I was watching the last season that they had with Justin Long, and now they have tapped a new, now see more seasoned, dark-haired actor in David Schwimmer. Because I'm like, is there an aesthetic going on here from Justin Long to David Schwimmer? But David Schwimmer is leading as Anthony Brewer. First of all,
So they're not the same person. It's like the cousin, the next, or just a different
it's a
people.
whole different story, still from the great RL Stine. Anthony Brewer is a former botany professor who he loves science and mystery. And back in 1994, because you know each story always pays homage to the original Goosebumps from back in the day. So this one takes place in New York City. And back in 1994, these kids went to this, like, it's called Camp Nightmare, but it was really where the government was like allegedly doing experiments on people. And these kids disappeared, one of them being Anthony Brewer's brother. So then you have this new generation of kids. Two of them are twins, which are David Schwimmer's kids. Cece and Devin Brewer is a brother and sister. And they've kind of gotten put into this, I think, because, you know, they're spending the summer with his dad. And then, oh, what happened? Somebody went back to that damn Camp Nightmare and the dust from whatever. It came David Schwimmer captured it, put it in this container, and now it's like mutating and turning into this thing. And so it started as just a blob, then it turned into this eating plant. The plant ate one of the teenagers. The teenager was this little globby monster. Then they dropped a car on that globby monster. Then
So
the
much
evil
going on.
glob turned into a haunted car. The girl's driving the haunted car. The car tries to kill her. It goes into the water. Then it jumped into the girl's kombucha cup. Now it's in the kombucha cup. The girl drinks it. Now it's in her nose. She throws it up. The blob turns into a blob out of the sink. Roar, runs away. It's amazing.
They should hire you for the Audible. They should hire you for the Audible. Like, I don't understand. Hello, RL, Goosebumps, Disney,
I
like.
love how they've evolved the story from what started as a little glob to a haunted car to a it's all over the place. I'm like, ooh. David Schwimmer loses his head, an eyeball falls out. It's cool. I'm loving it. It's very reminiscent of just what we loved in Goosebumps. And what I love about this new reimagined version of Goosebumps is that they take one story, turn it into a short series, and then it's on to the next for the for so it's like you're following these characters and this story throughout 8 episodes versus when we were kids in the 90s, remember it was one little
The
30-minute
same.
episode with commercials. So technically it was only like 15 minutes. And it was just like, all right, that's it. On to the next story. But I will say for any of these young kids that are just getting introduced to Goosebumps, go back, watch the original, or even
Yeah.
read the books. The books are
The
better.
books were amazing. I don't remember the show as much as I remember the books.
The
Little
books were
Scholastic Money.
amazing. He
Yes.
even got to the point where, remember, he would do like choose your own adventure where it would be like, if you think he should walk away, go to page 37. If you want to go to it, into the drama, turn to page 58. And he's like, ooh, I got choice. And I was such a geek.
Goosebumps.
I
Y'all are
would
messing up business
fold
opportunities.
tabs into the so I could go to every adventure, every which way. So yeah, just love it, love the show and the new kids that are in it. They're all doing well. It's a good little story. And light horror, you know, it's not too dark. It's not American Horror Story. But it is like, you know, got that dark essence like the original Goosebumps. So here for it. Goosebumps, The Vanishing. You can watch it on Hulu.
Okay, you know what? I'll give one episode, but the eyes and the blob.
I mean, if
I
you
don't
give it one episode, you're probably gonna get into it.
know. Okay, I'll try at least one. Over the weekend, I'll try at least one.
Does it hurt? What's next on your group weekly grab?
Second on my weekly grab. Sometimes in life, best friend, I'm in the bed and I'm like, you know what you need, Tanea? Some Tubi. The I turned on Tubi, and the first movie on was called Sugar Mama, and I watched it.
Okay.
It
Who's in it?
starred Latasha Rose
Latarsha Rose.
and a whole bunch of other people we do not know.
Okay.
It's a Tubi original, which means it's originally and will only be on Tubi. So you have a rich black middle-aged woman. Her husband dies in a car accident and she becomes an investor. She goes around to schools to do lectures and she meets a young guy that she wants to mentor, but he's really a sugar baby. And he has like an older woman that he already like is kind of courting, but then he ends it for this lady because she becomes possessive. Then the lady starts killing everybody, the sugar mama. And she come the boy thinks that he likes her, he tries to sleep with her, but it turns out that her son was like hurt in an accident, and she wants to save the son, and the boy that she is mentoring, she just wants to take his heart so that she could give it to the son that she's been keeping alive in her basement. It's just what? And then she kills everybody in his life. She kills everybody. And
This
then she
was
finally,
Tubi.
yes, this is on Tubi. And then it fucking works. And then miraculously, her son, who's been brain dead for years, gets this new young heart and is just walking at the end of the movie. It was so.
Okay.
It was like it had me. Then the ending was just like Tubi, like it, just certain things. It's just like what? I didn't get the ending.
Okay.
It was so bad. It was good. I hate watched the movie. Like I didn't like it, but I watched the whole thing because it was just
Because
like
at this point, it's like I'm invested, and now I have to know
and then it
what.
was like 100, like not 100, 1 hour and 30 minutes, and then I was doing homework, and so 1 minute and 15, I was like, okay, that's it. But then it kept calling me like, what is she doing? And I was like, oh, okay, maybe she'll try to kill him to be with him. The whole son that she killed the father and the father's mistress in a car accident, and he took the son. The son was supposed to be there, and the son, the husband and the girl died, but the son stayed alive. And she kept him on life
Oh
support
my
and
Lord
been
Jesus.
waiting her whole life for a guy with his blood type, and then randomly goes to a college, meets a guy, acts like a mentor. She trying to do her because that's what he thinks. She just wants him to be the son. She start treating him like a son, and she just it was a lot, and it was like Goosebumps, but the opposite. Like just a lot of what?
Here I was hoping that you watched that new Sterling K. Brown show, Paradise.
I will. I want to. It's on the list. It's
And
on
you
the.
over here, and you came with, because I watched the first episode of Paradise, but I wasn't paying attention, and so I missed whatever happened. And everybody's like, "Ooh, the ending was so good." I was like, "Well, you know what?" I was like, "I'm sure Tanea watched it.
I
I'm
was watching
positive
TV.
she watched it." Nope, Tanea was watching Latarsha Jenkins, Tubi,
Latasha Rose.
Latarsha Rose, Sugar Mama. Okay.
You know what? You're going to leave
About
me.
Frankenstein in the hood is basically what I got. I don't know what the hell you just said. Okay.
That is what I watched on my weekly grab. What did you
So
watch?
check Nah, that movie sounds crazy, but you know
Listen,
what?
it was Tubi, and I was just like,
There's an
what?
audience for everything. And I do commend whoever's the writer. I'm gathering they're black. Because
Yes.
that's good writing. That was like showing it's something different. It's not the typical, like, coldest winter ever. No shade, because we love those books.
Yes,
As a
yes.
soldier. But I'm just saying, it wasn't the typical, like, hood love story. It
No,
was
it was just,
different.
it was like 15 storylines because she was rich and she killed her husband and she was a investor, but he couldn't talk to anybody. But then she kept killing everybody. You didn't have to kill all these people. You could have just took his,
Right.
and then it worked. And then the son just walked out like, "Hey, mom, we're going to vacation." It was just like, what?
Okay.
But I had
Hey.
to talk about it. I did watch it, whether
Listen,
I
because
liked
you
it or
watched it.
not. I watched it.
Right.
What is
We are
next on
not a
your?
monolith.
Listen, we're gonna give Tubi a chance and we're gonna give Paradise a chance. I will watch it and report back.
Yes, please, because I'm like, I missed. I was like, wait, well, what happened?
That part. You're like, okay, what part?
Next on my weekly grab is Beast Games. It is the new popular competition show on Amazon Prime. It is that popular YouTuber, Mr. Beast. He's kind of taken what he naturally does on YouTube with just having people do crazy stuff for money, for large sums of money. And he mixes that with elements of Squid Game, minus the murder,
Oh.
but still kind of putting people to the test to see how kind of low or backstabby or selfish they are willing to be over money, or because it's all different types of challenges, and even ways that you could walk away with money, or you could get eliminated, or you have a chance to even get out of the game right now and just cash out and take a lot of money. But you just see people are like, no, I'm gonna stay, or there's people like, up, I'm out, I'm good with this amount, and so they'll cash out for like, say, $50,000. And then if they might have waited a few more seconds, they could have walked away with $100,000. So in the end, one person is going to go home with $5 million. But so far, we have it's already up to, I think we're up to like episode 7. So you've seen people, and they're spacing it out week by week. So you got to really wait a week to get to
It's
the next.
live, or they just pre is it pre-taped or
It's
it's live?
pre-taped, but
Okay.
they're rolling it out on a weekly basis. So let's say, for example, the way it started, it was, I think it was 500 people standing on these platforms that they were going to like drop down to the depths of hell or whatever. But before they even got started, they were like, we have how much money? I can't remember the exact amount, but let's say, for example, it was $100,000. They're like, you could just take the option right now to just take the money and leave. But based on how many people decide to leave, you got to split this money with them. So one girl comes out, she's the guy, she got the 100,000 to herself, but then more people are like, forget it, I'm leaving, I'm leaving. So it like dwindles down. I think they each though walked away with like 20 something thousand dollars to
Oh,
do
okay.
nothing, right?
Yeah,
So
to
that's
stay
like right there,
in.
you just got a quick on nearly 30 racks to just do nothing because you just showed up.
Yep.
Then from there, they eliminated like more than half of the people based on whatever number they had. So that's when you just see people dropping, 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 dropping. Then it was like an option of like somebody from your row had to be willing to sacrifice themselves in order for your whole row to make it to the next challenge. And if no one was willing to sacrifice themselves, you all were going to get eliminated. So then you got to see now who's willing to just sacrifice themselves for the greater good of us making it, and you just go home with nothing.
Oh my
So now
God.
you just see it develop episode after episode where, some you have to like it's a people like then it's like one person given the power to eliminate two people. And then if they don't eliminate these at least two people, then they might eliminate a whole group of people. Or four people were selected and they had the power to take $1 million or eliminate the whole team. And some people turned down $1 million. I couldn't believe it because I was like, if that was my husband, if he would have came home, I'd have whooped his ass. Like, you should have took that million. Then for one of those people that gave up the million, you see him later get eliminated. It's like, damn, you should have just took that million. Then you see people that like try to sabotage other people. So you're like hoping like, oh, I hope your ass go home. I hope you go home. But then you see they might make it. So it's just really cool because
Sounds
it's
really
very
good.
similar to Squid Game where it's just like, okay, a lot of these people, some of them are in debt, like this last challenge. So now they're down to the top 10.
Only one
So
person can win.
one person is going to win the 5 million, but you have chances of winning. Like one girl who already got eliminated, she won a whole island. She has a whole island that she owns now. Yes. A whole like beautiful, like Caribbean like island that she won from like playing the game properly and then whatever. Eventually she got eliminated, but she still won that island. And like I said, other people have got eliminated, but they might have already even won some money, or some people just took money and left the game early or whatever. So they don't get to make it anywhere else. So now it's down to the top 10. One of those women is one that gave up $1 million to save the group, whatever. So she kind of gets a lot of respect. So then now this challenge that we just saw, there was $100,000 in this big container. Everybody had selected, like they started with the first one, which of course is this woman that gave up the million, because like I said, she's like everybody respects her, so she was first. And then she picked someone to go out. She picked someone, and then they picked someone, and then until it got to the last person. And that lineup mattered because pretty much what it meant, they had $100,000. They each had to go to their little apartments. They each came out without any of them seeing, and they were able to take as much money or as little money from that 100,000 and then leave the rest for the rest of the group until it got down to the last person. So this girl being so noble, she takes 100,000 under the impression, no, not 100,000. She takes, what's 100,000 divided by 10?
10, I think. 10. 10,000.
Yes, exactly. So it's like she's taking, right, she takes
Thinking
her,
everybody's they're gonna take 10.
she's thinking everybody is going to take $10,000. Actually, no, I'm so sorry. It's $1 million. So she's thinking everyone is going to take $100,000 so that it would be equal. She takes $100,000. The second guy, he said he already had his number in his mind. He just picked his birthday. His birthday's February 23rd. So he takes $223,000. The third guy comes, and so he sees what's left, and he decides that he is going to take $650,000, leaving the remaining contestants with $27,000. That's seven people that have to divide $27,000. And so, it dwindles down. One guy takes 7,000, one guy takes zero because he was like, I think this is going to play a part in the next challenge or whatever. The other, like what, like the girl who came after the nigga that took $650,000, she was like so pissed off. Then even
Oh,
at the end,
did they
after
tell
he
her
walked,
like that's how much he took?
no, you don't know how much each person took until they came together at the end to discuss it. And the girl, the first lady was like, I only took 100,000 thinking that's what everybody else was going to do. The other guy, he was like, I did take 223, but that was the number I had in my mind. So then it's like, well, how much money did you take? He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I want to watch this so bad.
It's a really good show. That's why now there I saw an article that now all these networks are wanting to invest in getting influencers to host shows because of the popularity of Mr. Beast. But I just think Mr. Beast is Mr. Beast. My husband watches Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast had already been doing like, I have $1 million, and if you want the, we're gonna see if this person, how long they're willing to stay in this deserted warehouse to get $1 million. Like
I'm
he
not
thought he.
familiar with him. Like, I've heard of him maybe once or twice, but I don't know.
He's been doing YouTube like forever. So he has a really large following, and as his following grew, he just kind of started doing these videos of like seeing what people would be willing to do for money. And that was like that's been his niche. And then now he just got really, and then from there he got really popular, and now people are throwing money at him. So now he's going to countries in Africa to build water wells. So you're seeing him do stuff like that. But then but his main milk and cookies is having people putting them up to challenges to where they could go home with a lot of money. And that's his thing. So he's been doing this for like years. So now they just combined it into a game show. And now he has his own game show on Amazon Prime. And it's really good. I actually really got into it because I'd be like, why are you always watching this damn Mr. Beast and his loud ass voice? Because he'd be like, oh, we are. I'm like, okay. But nah, no shades of
The
Mr. Beast.
person taking 650K, like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, guys. I got kids. I got kids because he got two kids with his husband. Sir.
And so did they vote him out, or they it
They
doesn't
about to vote his
actually
ass out. I'm
stop?
sure his ass is about to go. That's
He
what we
not gonna
don't
make
know.
it. He not gonna make it for
He's
that.
definitely not going to make it. He is probably going to be first, but at least he got that 650. That's how you got to do it. That's how you got to think too, because it's like,
Yeah.
you
It's like if
know?
I'm gonna go out, this is $500,000.
So it's a really good show. It really sees you. It sees people's like just, you know, kind of how low they're willing to go for some money. And
I
you know,
wanna watch. Yeah, I'm gonna
yeah.
watch
So
that.
Amazon Prime, Beast Games, pretty good show. What is last on your weekly grab?
Last on my weekly grab is a show we talked about. I just love this past episode, Married to Medicine. Quad was lit. Quad was lit. You can tell that Quad had a little bit too much to drink. Not an excuse, but you know Quad was lit. I think that Dr. G liked her when she was in a position of other. I think to see that she got remarried, he got remarried first. He had the younger wife. Remember, Quad wasn't happy. I think Quad was the person to leave. So I think that now Quad has a man, a younger man. Quad has always been a flashy type of person, but now she got this fine, young, nice guy. Like, King is nice. You can tell he's genuinely being himself. Like, he is like, I'll do this for her, but he doesn't give like TJ vibes. He doesn't give like plant. You can tell they like each other, and Quad was lit. First of all, I don't know why they did a couple trips. Second of all, I don't know why Phaedra bought this fake rent-a-guy, because you know you're not gonna talk to him ever again. You bought this little 30-year-old boy. Fourth or fifth of all, Heavenly, why are you inviting Apollo? Like, this doesn't make any sense to me. He doesn't come yet, but like, Heavenly's like, and we gotta show exes how to get along. No, basically, they tried to play some like relationship game, and they started saying how. They lied purposely. There was like, how many dates before y'all like hooked up? And they were sneaking like, you want to say 30? Just say 30. And it was so cute. And they bought, and everybody knew they was lying. But they was like, it don't matter. We won, whatever. Then they said something about how long y'all waited to have something that was a married question. And like, well, I was like, I love my man, and this is my man, and I am so happy. And then Sweetie was, something happened with Sweetie and Dr. Jean, and they started going back and forth. It was a lot.
I didn't watch this episode. I missed it though.
Dr. Greg was annoyed. He left. He like was not happy. He was like, I'm tired of the drama. She got her man, let her move on. Like, I don't even care. Quiet was talking a lot. She was lit, but I think he was really salty because she moved on. She didn't just move on. He's everything. And she's talking about, oh yeah, I can't wait to have his kids. I can't wait. Like, I'm getting ready, because he already has a daughter that's 9. And she's like, yep, I can't wait. Like, I'm and rem that's like your ex. Imagine your ex-husband and his new wife, and then Sweet T trying to defend her man, but he over it. And Sweet T just gives annoying. She just something about her and my spirit don't fit.
People were saying online, like, she just doesn't have, she wasn't meant to be on reality television.
She's like, I think she thinks she's doing, you know, when they think they're doing something that they're not doing, she
You're
just
not.
gives like forcible. Like she does too much, and she Dr. G didn't need her to like say anything, but she just felt the need to. And you know, quads don't give a damn. Dr. Mimi tries to psychiatrize.
I
I
like that
don't
word.
know if having she's beautiful. I think having a psychiatrist is gonna be triggering for these girls because she's gonna always try to use that. Like, this is this. Like, and this is what they're doing. Girl, sometimes you just gotta be a little catty, a little shady. So I'm praying
Right.
he doesn't like, and this is mental health. Like, I don't want that. I want you to sometimes be shady.
This is Mr. Hell.
She's gonna be like, and you have a syndrome. I don't want that. Give me some shade. Give me some cute, you know. But it was just interesting. Qua was lit. She said that on Twitter. So she's like, yeah, I was just lit. But watching Dr. G get someone easy, I think a lot of them liked her better when she was just not with this guy. And you can tell she's genuinely happy. Like, they actually
I'm here
like.
for it.
I love it. And he was just calm. He was like, I'm cool. I'm
Those are the
good.
best
That's what
men.
gets Dr. G even more. He's the only one. Toya was like, all the husbands need to have their shirt closed except for King. Because he got the shirt open. He better that.
Listen, this body is bodying.
Getting that from no shade. I'm sorry, God. Please. Imagine. Imagine. Come on. Come on.
Unbutton that button.
Okay, so
Yeah.
it just was good. I think Kwai was lit. I don't he doesn't do it for me, but I it's interesting to see how the like because apparently next episode they get into a fight or something like Dr. G like
All right,
says
so
gets
guess that I'm gonna just tune in right on this last episode
yes
and just
yes and
keep
that's when
right on
Apollo
going.
also comes and Apollo knows
I've been waiting for Apollo.
Paige
Come
is
on,
bait
Apollo. Come on, Apollo. We gotta
and
see
the wife is
the
not
return of
there.
Apollo on this new season of Roa. Please.
Mine Apollo.
Justice for Apollo.
He did
Okay.
his
Well, yeah,
time for his prime. Yes.
I'm
What's
watching.
last on your weekly grab?
Last of my weekly grab. I believe I might have touched on it lightly, but now I could talk about it more now that the show has aired. Harlem season three. It's really good. It's unfortunately the final season. They didn't pick it up for a season four. So what you see is the creator, Tracee Oliver, really doing a good job to wrap up the storylines. You know, like you hate to see a show end and it's like, oh, I wish I would have, I wish it. So it's like she's doing that with this third and final
She didn't
season.
girlfriends it. Like girlfriends just left. So like, I love that. I love that they gave them one final
And
after that.
it's a good show. It's good storytelling. Again, what I've always liked about Harlem is just the relatability factor for where the women are in their lives, and then just where, you know, where we are in our lives as millennials. So you're seeing Camille and Ian. They have decided to go their separate ways, but they're still, you know, benefiting it and hooking up. And then what comes from that is what can come from that. And so now it's like, whoa. Oh, and he, you know, Ian, the reason they broke up is because of just their differences in what they want in life, right? Ian knows that he wants to be a father, and Camille's just not ready for that. She wants to still focus on her career, despite, I guess, what, where was she working? Columbia
I
under
think
Whoopi
so.
Goldberg was the tenured professor. Yeah, so she quit that job, but she's really focused on her writing. But then now they get tied up. And this is after Ian has now moved on and is dating someone from his past that came back into his life. So you're seeing him navigate that. Then you have Ty, who she is coming off of just the hot girl summer in it. Like she was just sleeping with a mom and her daughter and got caught up in that in season two. So now you're seeing her end up meeting someone played by Gail Beane, who we know
Love
from
her.
Snowfall. She's really like, she's a great
Love.
actress. So it's good to just see her continuing to elevate. And so they start working together and sparks fly. And so now they're kind of kindling a little romance, but at the same time, Ty just still has a lot of toxic traits that she needs to let go of. And so you're seeing Gail Bean's character get confronted with, am I gonna sit here and be patient with someone that's really just playing in my face? And that's something that a lot of people can relate to when you start dating someone that you actually like and they playing games. And then it's
Playing
just
in
like,
your face.
am I gonna just sit here and deal with this? You know, and sometimes we'll see like it could be worth it, right? Because all it takes is just that incident or two where now you're done with them, and then they're like, hold up, wait, 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 hold up,
Please, baby, please, baby, please.
baby, please, you're right. So there's that. Then we have Quinn, played by Grace Byers, beautiful,
Wow,
love
she's
her.
so cute.
She ends up meeting this guy named Seth, who's like a professional MLB player, and he really checks all the boxes except one, that one being like a major one where you can't really settle down. Well, you can settle down with someone of his type as long as you kind of can play into the lifestyle that he wants for himself. And so it's like that thing of like, are you willing to compromise for love or even, I guess, someone who you know, you're really attracted to and all you could see a future with, you know, and to what degree are you willing to compromise?
Because in your 20s, you'd be like, but in your 30s, you're like, no
Right.
one's perfect now. Can we
Exactly.
deal? What can we allow? And that's such a, I love shows like that because you have to think
Yes.
about that. Like, is it the end or do we just need to have more conversations?
And then we have Angie, played by Shaniqua Shandai, and she really is like coming into her own, right? Like she lands a really good acting gig, and she has this guy who's just wants to do it all for her. He wants to marry her. He wants to give her the world. But is she also finding ways of getting in her own way? And sometimes we can see that. So just as you can see, it's like relatable storytelling and really good way of closing out the show, because in the end you're going to see the decisions that everyone makes.
And how it affects them 100%.
And so just shout out to Tracy Oliver. She's always been a great writer. This is the woman behind Girls Trip, right?
She did First Wives Club. I know that, the one on
First
BET.
Wives
That
Club.
was really good.
Let me just get her resume correctly. Yeah, she did Girls Trip 2, The First Wives Club. She did Girls Trip and Girls Trip 2, The First Wives Club, The Blackening Little,
Oh, she did the blackening.
Awkward Black Girl. Yeah, she's worked a lot with Issa Rae. So yeah, Tracy Oliver, shout out to her. She is
Yes.
true, 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 true talent. And Harlem Season 3 does not
It was good.
disappoint. Six
Oh.
episodes. You could just wait. I know Tanae is waiting until they all just come out so she could just binge the whole thing.
Just let me
And
binge it.
literally, I watched it in like a day and a half.
Okay.
Because it's like, I was just like, oh, next episode. Yep, next episode. So very digestible. So yeah, so shout out to Tracy Oliver. So that's our
Oh
weekly grab. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow us at We Watch Too Much TV, TEA, the letter V. Rate and review. I like
yeah.
that our engagement is increasing.
Yes, we're getting a lot of YouTube love. A lot of my friends are like, oh, I watched the show because of you. So thank you. I'll
And our
respond to
TikTok
everything.
is not deleted. We're still
No, it is
there.
still up. We are still getting people like, ooh, I don't agree with you. I like Karen. I love telling, yes, girl, I'll be deaf. I'm coming back. One guy
It's
said,
cool. Like, we are
listen,
here.
we love it. One guy said we must be evil to want to wish somebody out of a job. And when we said, I think I said that I was glad that Robin wasn't on this season. He said, you must be evil to wish somebody. I was like, no, I'm not evil. She
You
don't get
must
money.
be one. Get up out of here. Leave.
Okay. On that
Anyways,
note.
and on that note, it's time to get into our piss poor performance. Okay. Who are you pissing on, best friend?
You know what, Paramount slash MTV, I'm pissing on y'all, okay? I don't like that you took away my app, okay? You guys are making it very hard to consume you. It is 2025. I don't have cable. I know people who still have cable, so I try to take advantage of that as much as I possibly can. I did watch the Challenge All Stars season 5, and it just was hard to watch. Okay. Sometimes I would get a call and it's connected to my laptop. It'll stop. And instead of just starting for, it says resume playback, it starts in the beginning. Hate that. Okay. Hate it. And I will say MTV because, okay, so this is the first All Stars that's not on Paramount Plus, and they mixed up the cast. And for me personally, like, I love seeing Cam on All Stars, but I like my All Stars because I remember Road Rules and Real Rock. And I love that the Challenge has made it younger. I love the balance. I just wish they would have kept All Stars, All Stars. So it's Rivals. And so some of the Rivals are old, some of the Rivals are new. So they do have like a nice mix. It was a good episode. I didn't hate it. I just wish it was all my old, like all my old school Road Rules. They could have brought Keefla back with somebody,
That's what they started All
Jarrell.
Stars for.
So, you know, they have Davon, who hasn't been on in a while, and she's with Shane. They have Frank and Sam, who, like, I kind of remember, not really. They have Leroy, who I'm just praying Leroy wins once before he
Right.
retires for real, because
Rooted
I
for
love him.
Leroy, not rooted for Devon.
No, Devin. He said, oh, Devon, a girl. Oh,
Yes.
yes. Devin is Leroy's partner. So I was like, oh,
So
no,
we
yeah.
like Devon. We don't
Yes.
like Devon.
Like
I do
Devon,
not
yes.
like Devon.
She's with Shane. You have Big T and Corey. It's okay. I wish it was just old, but it's so funny because you remember Adam and Steve, they hated each other, their partners, and they really hate each other.
Oh my gosh, I know. Remember he cursed him out last season.
Bit on this. He said,
I just don't understand, like, MTV, why are you making it so difficult to watch your content? Like, are you literally trying to make us miserable before just disappearing into oblivion? You deleted your website with decades of articles written by hardworking journalists. You deleted the app, which makes no sense in the 2020 of whatever year it is, because that's how people consume media. And then you now don't even have your new shows on your website, which is where you were forcing us to go to watch television. Then it's 2025, and everyone has a damn app that you pay for to consume content. And it is what it is. If they have
It's
something you
so
want to watch,
annoying.
you pay for the app, you watch the show. But you don't even have it on that app. So what is it other than you just want to make people extremely miserable? And I do not, at this point now, I do not understand why anyone will want to have a deal with MTV, Paramount, that family, because you're not doing the show's justice by allowing the fans to consume the content.
Yeah,
I
it's
am
a
now
headache.
bootlegging anything that I watch on Paramount and MTV because that's the only way I can watch it. So get it together or just get lost. And when you do get lost, don't take the talent with you. Give us back our Drag Race. Give us back our challenge. Give it to us in ways that we can digest
And it's
because
easy.
clearly you're dropping the ball. So go drop the ball somewhere else, honey. You're wasting our time and dollars.
Yeah. And keep it to what we know. I don't know who said we needed to just get us together, Paramount and MTV. I'm pissed you
Yeah,
off.
because honestly, the All Stars, I mean, now what I'm wondering, and I think we talked about this before, I'm wondering if the reason they mixed it up is because it's becoming hard to get the more seasoned vets to come back on the show
Because it
because
is a lot.
they're now feeling like, oh, I can't do it, or you know, life is life and it starts to just life the older you get. So is because of that why that they mixed it up. If that is the case, okay, understandable. But regardless, why is it not on Paramount Plus? So anyways,
Pissing all over you. Who are
pissing on
you
y'all because
pissing
y'all
on this?
playing games and stop playing in our face.
Yes.
Back to the Grammys for my piss poor. Into the red carpet. Okay, I have to give my piss poor to the Associated Press journalists who rudely cut off the Kenneth Babyface Edmonds on the red carpet while the other journalist had asked him a question and he was answering it, and the little rude journalist saw Chappell Roan. Okay, Chappell Roan came and that little girl was like, "Shh, Chapel, Chapel," in the middle of Babyface, and Babyface is like, "I know who I am. I have more than enough Grammys to let me know who I am." So he's like, "Oh, do what you got to do. I'm leaving. I never say where I'm not wanted." And oh my gosh, that clip got uploaded online and that girl got dragged. Hearing back from what I heard, she disappeared for the rest of the red carpets and then they had her come back at the end to apologize. She has since turned off her comments on Instagram.
Know they tear her apart.
I'm assuming either she's on desk duty or fired. I don't know. And I don't wish anyone to lose their job in this economy. But as someone who has worked on numerous red carpets, what she did was incredibly unprofessional. It's also just not communication skills. And that's what we are, right? We studied communication. You don't cut someone off in the middle of a interview. Additionally, you have two people there for a reason. That means that you guys could work off of each other. You're also AP. You also had a really pristine, special, elite positioning on the carpet. I know these things, right? So they had the two girls able to stand here, their camera there, they had lights, so they had a team. Also, Chappelle Roan was standing there waiting to interview with you. She wasn't going
Wasn't
nowhere.
in no rush,
So
yeah.
that girl to cut off Babyface was just, and if you look, because I've watched, we've seen the clip multiple times. Prior to her doing that, she was doing something weird with her body. She kind of was like lean back, and it just looked like, oh, she had already checked out. And if you think about it, the other girl was the one who asked Babyface the question. So this little Krista, I looked up, I think her name's Krista, Kristen. She
Who
was.
is she from social media? Like, is she a journalist
No, I just
or?
looked at her name. She works for AP. She works for them as a journalist. And she was disengaged. So you could tell she didn't care what Babyface had to say. And then she saw Chappelle Roan and she's like, Chapel, Chapel. Now, granted, you clearly are the demographic that applies to Chapel Roan, Chappelle Roan. But that is Babyface. That is a legend. You're also a journalist. It doesn't matter who you're talking to. I have missed out on talking to talent because somebody I was interviewing already was in the middle of a sentence and I just wasn't going to cut them off. I will try to give eye contact, or word to their publicist. Like just letting them know. All you even got to do. That means they already know. Like, I want to talk to your talent. Bring them back here. The publicist is already doing their job to look at, like, oh, who is she with? Oh, she's with AP? Yeah, we want to talk to them. That's the what it's already going to be done. What you did was incredibly rude. I don't know if you're an amateur on red carpets, but I guarantee you probably won't be on another one. And this is in Trump's economy, you do not want to lose your job. So I hope, I mean, I'm sure you learned. It was a lesson learned because you getting dragged, boo-boo, but I had to
Common
drag you.
courtesy, though. Just common courtesy. There was no need to
It was incredibly
interrupt. To
rude.
your point, there was
She
just
didn't
no.
care. She didn't care. She literally didn't care. She clearly wanted to talk to Chapel Roan, and that's why she cut off the baby face. It was like, girl, yeah, not in our Black History Month. Are you kidding me?
I was just about to say, not in the Black History of the Month. How did. You know what? And this is
Not in
why
Black
AP
History the Month.
hires some Black journalists, because maybe you're Black journalists, one with no
Yes.
respect, but two with no.
AP.
The baby face Emma F.A. Edmonds. I'm sorry. Yes. Ugh.
Period. So
Sorry, girl.
yes, that was our piss poor, but now we're gonna get into our yes segment for who we are actually rooting for, proud for, giving applause to. Best friend, who you got?
I never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but Miss Butthole, I love you. My yes is going to Lydia Butthole Collins from RuPaul's Drag Race season 17. Not since the ooh, Marsha lip sync with what is her name? It is leaving me. Runner up to Sasha Colby in season 5. What is
Oh,
her
I
name?
always forget the runner-up.
Oh,
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. I have to look this
Always.
up.
I
But
literally forget them every
this is
time.
the first lip sync in a long time that I've watched over and over, specifically on social media. It won't give too much away, but it was RDPR, like the SNL live again. I'm not crazy about the challenge, but it's different. And I know Rue loves SNL. So basically, Lydia was in the bottom. She did the lip sync to Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And when you see her and you hear that, you're like, nah. And baby, when I tell you that little white little drag queen was just a boogie it and just hit the beat, I love drag queens with musicality. You know, yeah, you have your flipping queens and your real dancing queens, but I love the ones who hit the beat, like Willow Pill, like even sometimes a Jinx or even a Monet, who are very musical. And that's what I love a lip sync for. Give me a show. And her opponent was very desperate. Her opponent was like just looked like, you know what, I'm
You going
desperate.
home.
Ooh. Just like, I'm losing. I don't know what to do. And Lydia is just give, like, just if you were not a Lydia fan before this lip sync, you are now,
More now.
like, obsessed with her. Now you know who she is. First of all, she was dressed as a penis. That was her.
The name is Lydia Butthole Collins. Get into it. And
I think it's
every outfit she wears has some homage to her butthole. So, period.
the theme was Pretty in Pink, and she came as a pink penis.
Penis, which
Yes.
is
And
near
then
the
she took it
butthole.
off for like the lip
I
sync.
love
But
it.
ooh,
She came as a
Lydia, I
penis.
am a
Wait, I
fan.
have a question. Whoever lost the lip sync, did they dunk Michelle Visage?
No. They did dunk her. She didn't go down, so they did stay. Some people were saying it was rigged. Some people were saying it was
Wait,
rigged
what do you
that.
mean that did the
So
dunk?
you know how they all pick a number? They picked it and Michelle didn't go down. So the queen that got eliminated ended up staying. So nobody went home.
Oh, that's what I mean. That so
So she did
she didn't
dunk.
dunk her.
Yeah, no, she didn't. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, you were right. Yeah, she didn't dunk
Yeah,
her.
cool. All right, cool. I know the queen's still there, get annoyed by it, but it's good for the viewer. Like it just
Yeah.
it's and I think it's this is the first time they've done it, but I think it's something they should keep for some time. It's
They
pretty
will.
unpredictable, and it's also fun to see Michelle potentially get dunked into a tank of
And
water.
we, yeah, and the drag delusion is beginning. It's just like so many. It's giving you a replay of like season 5, the Mean Girls, like Velasca Tox talking shit about Jinx and oh Jinx, 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 but the judges are eating it. You kind of see that, kind of the same thing where the girls who think they should be number one are not, and the girls that are winning, they're like they don't see it, but we see it. It's just the drag. Anya Nerve said the drag delusion. Untucked is better
Yeah,
than Drag
I
Race,
know.
actually.
I do believe that this is the season for that, so that's why I'm here for it. But
The
okay.
young ones are like, I'm the best. But yes, Lydia B. Collins, I see you in top 5 now, baby. Just keep it up. Maybe get funnier. Hope she doesn't mess up Snatch Game. But
Oh,
yes, that's
don't ruin Snatch Game, or yeah, we don't know.
top. Okay, who's on your yes?
My yes is going to Ryan Coogler, Ryan V. Coogler, for his new horror film coming out, Sinners. Yes, there's definitely a play on vampires, but I was on that virtual press conference that he had last week, and from what he says is it's multi-genre elements of it. So it's not even just vampires, the different components that tell a really good story. It pays homage to the Reconstruction era, often forgotten time, but you know, something tied deeply to our ancestry as Black people. And oftentimes within the horror genre, particularly with vampires, you very rarely see Black ones. So of course we have, first of all, hilarious. Me and my husband was having this conversation. I was like, the only Black vampire we saw was Vampire in Brooklyn. He was like, Blade? I was like, oh. He
No,
was like,
Vampire in Brooklyn with Eddie Murphy.
period.
That's the one I know. You talking about Mark
Okay.
Andrew. Mark messing up my dream.
Eddie V. Murphy, okay, and his rendition of Dracula. Get into it,
With
period.
that long,
Okay.
low
Because
wig.
justice for Vampire in Brooklyn. Okay,
And
we
we
deserve
need a
the
remake.
part
Yes, we need a remake.
two.
Come on.
Remake, bring back Angela Bassett.
I'm offended.
Bring back
I'm offended.
Kadeem Hardison. Period. Anyways, so
Thing.
Sinners, the trailer looks amazing. Just this is going to be a really, really good quality horror film, but also layered. I don't know if you've ever seen a movie like The Skeleton Key. That was a horror movie with Kate Hudson, but it tied into that old, like, was it re even Reconstruction era? Tied into that New Orleans hoodoo theme of like kind of dark magic witchcraft. And that, I mean, it's an old movie. I don't want to, you know, it's not like a spoiler alert, but that ending of just like the, I can't even, I haven't seen the movie in so long, but pretty much the ending turned out to be that it was two slaves or like former slaves that have been able to kind of take over bodies through hoodoo, through dark magic. And it was just like, whoa, nobody was expecting that. But at the same time, it's a horror film, but it also tells Black history. It tells American history. That's what I'm getting from Sinners. So it's also his first horror film. And there cannot just only be one. We can't only just have what's his name? You know it.
Black guy?
Black guy who makes horror movies. Can't
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm.
He does not need to be the only one. So I like that Ryan Coogler is staking claim in this horror genre. And he's not a monolith. Okay. He is not just Black Panther. Okay. Fruitvale Station, shout out to for that because he's also made that. Okay. Ryan
Very
Coogler is showing
layered,
like,
very
I
layered.
am a film maker. I love cinematography, cinema. I makes any kind of film that I want to make. And he did say that this is kind of an homage to his own personal family history, and his late uncle and his grandfather and the town that they like t the time that they came from and towns that they came from in the South, the Deep South. So I'm excited for this film to come out. And yeah, shout out to Ryan Coogler. I hope I get to
I'm
sit
so
down with his
excited.
ass and dig into this film more.
So excited. It looks really, 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 really good.
Yes. All right, y'all. Like and subscribe, rate and review.
Let us know if you want to see that movie, because he actually looks really good in it too, I will say.
Delroy Lindo? Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Yes. And Delroy
And
Lindo. And
Delroy Lindo,
Delroy
period.
Lindo.
Period. Period. Justice for the
It comes
daddy.
out in March. It comes out in March.
Oh, we gonna be there. We gonna be there. Okay, best friend. It's about that time to get into some positivity.
Breathing is really good for you guys. Every morning, I just like to breathe and just ground myself. And I look in the mirror and I tell myself I love myself 10 times. It's just a good practice, just to tell yourself,
I love you, I
people,
love you, I love you.
I love
I
you, I
love
love
you, I love
you.
you, I love you.
Stay away from those people who try to disparage your ambitions. Small minds will always do that, but great minds will give you a feeling that you can become great too. Mark Twain.
Mark Twain, period. Huckleberry Finn.
He knew.
He knew.
He knew.
He
Mark,
knew.
name an episode. Mark Twain. He knew.
He
He
knew. He knew. My quote is, "Don't let your mind bully your body into believing it must carry the burden of its worries." Basically, crush anxiety. That is by Astrid Alauda. I found it
On
on
Pinterest.
Pinterest, but yeah, period. Period. All right, and on that note, our closing slogan is
Love, abundance, and really good hair bundles. Like my best friend, their hair is slayed. Okay,
I've had these
slayed.
bundles since August. Okay.
Slayed. Okay, my braids will be done.
Shout out to
TBD.
my hairstylist. All right, y'all. We'll be back. Yeah, because I think we should probably start doing our seasons like 15 episodes ish. 10 is so short. It goes by so fast. And Drag Race is still on. We can
Yeah,
hop.
Drag Race will be till June, though. It'll be on till June.
Oh gosh, no, we're not gonna stay that long. We're gonna take a break, but we might go at least for 4 more episodes after this, and then we're gonna take a break. All right, y'all. Peace.
Bye.